Hi!
Happy Monday!
Happy Monday!
Do you see something different?
I don't...
What's different here? I don't know. We have a whole new set today and a new decor just because we have a surprise for you guys.
We're gonna have...
our first...
guest!
Come on in!
Hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to... Undressed.
The walk of shame.
Oh shit, I already fucked it up. They told me to give the best walk and I'm like...
It's like a small space, so...
I mean...
It did good. It
thanks.
Did good.
Thank
you. So, first of all, hi.
Hi.
Zara.
Hi. Sophia.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much
for having me.
Thank
you so much for being our first guest.
Wow. Thank you. I feel so special right now.
Do you want to tell your full name or Instagram name to our viewers?
Okay. Zara, not like the store, but in Arabic, you pronounce it Zahra. Zahra.
So I've been saying it wrong all this time.
But it's like easier for people to just say,
yeah.
You know, I hate that I'm westernizing my name, but I also...
Zahra.
Yeah, but I also don't want to be called like every other thing when people try to call like me by my Arabic name.
Yeah.
Which is like fucked up. I've been called like Sahara before. It's like, yeah. I'm not a desert.
Like I do the same. That's why I'm Iris here. I'm not Ines. Because I feel like it's so hard. Everyone is like, Ines.
Ines.
Ines. Ines. And I hate it. So I just, let's just use another name.
Yeah, but it's Zahra Musa Omarji.
You're Musa?
Yeah.
Wow.
I love that name.
I used to hate it.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. People in school, whenever they found out like my second name was Musa, they used to be like, oh, Shamusa.
Oh no.
Why Shamusa?
Shamusa.
Shut the fuck up.
I love Shamusas though. So.
Yeah, dude, who doesn't? Who doesn't?
Yeah, who doesn't?
Like, it's the Indian empanada. Who the fuck doesn't like it?
So good.
So good.
And then you're Omarji now?
Or yeah, Omarji.
Yeah, Omarji.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's your married name or it's like your birth name?
No, it's actually my birth name.
It's your birth name.
If I had one more, if I added my husband's married name, it would be another really hard to pronounce name. Like I wasn't going to like do that anymore. I already have three hard names to pronounce.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish everyone just had like two names. I wish I had two names. Just like the first and the last. Like
but I think it's a very Portuguese thing to have a lot of names.
Yeah.
People have like 7-10 names here.
I think I
have four and I think I have… That's cool. It's cool.
It's good for Portugal. Four. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
wait.
So,
four?
Four.
We have four. It's not
like the first plus three. Yeah. Three last names.
Is it like both from mom and dad's side? What?
One is mom and two is dad.
Mine is one mom, one dad, and one that it's from both.
Okay.
Because they already shared one last name.
Cute.
Yeah, okay, cute.
I was lucky. And I have the same with my boyfriend. He has the same last name.
What? But, so your kids are like…
We are both, but it's an awful last name. Like Silva is like
the most generic
Portuguese last name there
well,
is.
Well, it's not
everyone's
just,
a Silva. Here.
But I think if you say like your last name is Silva in like America, they'd be like, oh, exotic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Exotic.
Are you Latina?
I was in an influencer. When we were in Japan in the influencer trip and I said my real name, Ines Silva, they were like, oh, that's so exotic. I was like,
I love that for you.
Like, in Portugal is like
the most common thing
in
ever.
A shield.
That's so funny.
Yeah. But like we want to introduce you a little bit to the public to get to know a little bit of what you do. And you're a content creator from what we know and you own a small business like…
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what's your main job or do you split the time between those two? Like equally?
Oh fuck, you put me in a spot right now. What's your main job?
For how long have you had the brand and for how long have you been a content creator?
Okay, so I had the brand since October last year. So it's like a baby brand.
So October 2023.
Yeah, it's not even a full year.
Okay.
And I've been a content creator. I've always been on and off. So I kind of started content creation to get… to get free makeup for my makeup kit because I used to do makeup artistry. So I was I want to spend my money, you know?
Yeah.
I want to be like, I want to get free stuff. So it was more for that. But I think I really started taking it seriously during 2020 because that's when I actually started making like money out of it. So I was like, well, I can actually try to like grow a platform. So I've been serious since 2020.
Okay, cool.
Or 4 years now. Yeah.
4 years, yeah.
And what did you do before?
It's mostly like, yeah, like 5, 6 plus maybe.
Yeah. Before, I was doing makeup artistry here in Portugal. And I was doing some content creation on the side, but it wasn't like, I was making some partnerships and all that, but I would go like a month without posting sometimes. Yeah. So, because I would be so consumed by my makeup artistry job.
Yeah.
That it was really hard.
So cool. I didn't know you were a makeup artist. That's cool.
I hate it.
You did. Yeah, oh my God.
Isn't it awful to deal with the clients? Because that's all I heard from makeup artists, that like the clients are a pain to work with because they are never satisfied. Like they like their face a certain way.
Because they get like, I want this. And like, it's impossible to have that on your face.
They want that face.
Yeah. They want the face. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us.
Tea. So no, I had clients that I absolutely loved. And like, if they call me to do makeup today, like, because I like them, I'll be like, yeah.
Okay. That's sweet.
That's how much I like them. But there were clients, actually my first client that I ever had used to be my friend. And she made me like want to give up. I stopped doing makeup because of her for her wedding. I was like, fuck, if this is how I'm going to be treated, I don't want to do it anymore. Because it was just an overall horrible experience. And then with her was the first time I actually realized sometimes it's not the makeup that you don't like. It's the face. When someone goes to Pinterest and they're like, I want this.
Yeah.
And then you do exactly that. And they're like, that's not what I like. I was like, that's exactly what I did. But your face is just different.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's really hard to work with other people. And I'm not a very patient person. Especially if someone's being mean to me.
As you should.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes I felt like stabbing my clients in the eye with a brush.
You're like, what if I just…
What if I…
Could I hide a body?
Right. Will I be arrested? Maybe I would. So I'm glad I'm not doing that anymore.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Like anytime that I'm in a shoot or something, I always feel bad for the makeup artists because I feel like they are so poorly treated by everyone on the team usually. Like they're always in a hurry.
Yeah.
Like you have 2 minutes, you have 5 minutes, and it's impossible to do a full face in 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've seen them like trying to please the production saying like, yeah, I can do it in 5 minutes. Me knowing that it's impossible, but they still like
try. Dude, I've always been… When I was a makeup artist, I was always super transparent. There was a situation where someone was like, well, you have 15 minutes to do a full face of makeup. I was like, do you want to look good or do you want to look like shit?
Yeah.
Because I can do a shitty job for 15 minutes, but I know what I can do.
What do you even do in 15 minutes? Concealer?
Yeah. Nothing.
Foundation?
Nothing. I do my makeup
like
in 15 minutes, my daily makeup, and this is nothing.
Yeah.
So imagine having like a full glam, glitter, lashes.
Yeah, for a shoot you have like double, triple attention to detail. So you're going to need time.
And sometimes I've noticed like… this is when I realized, when I started working in weddings, sometimes the most underpaid person would be the makeup artist, which is so unfair because you will not have good pictures if the makeup artist is not doing a good job. And that's when I realized, like, I don't think I want to be in this industry.
Yeah.
Like,
And don't they try to ask you to do hair too? Because usually people just… It's like two in one. It's like a shampoo.
Yes.
They want to hire one person that does it all.
Yeah. Right.
And I mean, it's so unfair.
Yeah, I think it's unfair. But if you're asking me to just like strain your hair or do waves, sure.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be taking another person's job.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
So just pay people.
And they should pay you extra for that
Exactly. Just pay people.
Yeah.
Just hire people and pay people. Support your local talents. Your local people, please.
Okay. So when did the brand dream appear? How?
So ever since my mom popped me out of her belly.
Wow.
I was always like…
Entrepreneur. We love.
Right. Love. So I think the
entrepreneurism thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so basically, I have a saying that the most South Asian thing you can do is to work in fashion and jewelry or something and have a business. Like, I come from a lineage of that, you know? Mm-hmm. India is known for being… We're very strong on textiles, embroideries.
Mm-hmm.
We literally shaped a lot of what fashion is today because of colonialism. But anyway,
stop
it for another time. But
so true.
But yeah, I grew up like watching my mom like do custom-made clothes and buying fabric. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in that. So I always knew I wanted to have that. And ever since I was a kid, I always used to love watching like fashion TV, mm-hmm. see yeah. fashion stuff. Dude. So I've yeah. always really wanted to work in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let me tell you that although it's a very new brand, I feel like you killed it from the beginning because it was like yeah. the first pieces were so good. And we see so many like influencers and people in general creating brands now. It's like there's a lot of even as we tried before to build a brand, it's very hard. First of all, first very of all. Hard. And also we were like struggling which concept to do before because there's a lot of people doing it now. Yeah. So you don't want to be like just another, yeah. you know, just another. You want to bring something to the table. Yeah. So I think it's good that you have something different.
Thanks.
And you like mix all your different cultures, yeah. your background.
Yeah. Anime.
Anime with your taste yeah. and things that are part of your life. So I think that's really smart.
Yeah.
And
agree.
You want to shout out your brand name because we're just yapping.
It's called Designation. Don't forget that name.
Designation
by Zara Omarji.
Yes.
Yes.
Love
Slay.
It.
It's really, really, really cool.
Love it.
Actually, the name Designation is like a very corny play on words. Do you guys want to know? It's like, so basically, the slang for Pakistani, Indian people, people from South Asia, it's desi.
Mm-hmm.
We call each other like desi. I'm using uh-huh. that term all the time. So designation means to give meaning to something. But if you cut it, it's literally like if you take the G off, it's like desi nation. It's like I'm
oh.
coming for you. Like
yeah.
I'm a desi girl coming
yeah,
for
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's,
desi nation.
It's corny as fuck, but it's like it works.
I love
I'm corny.
It. It works.
Yeah, I love
I'm
it.
I'm corny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like that.
I love it. Yeah.
It's a good brand name, I feel like.
Yeah.
And also, besides that, you work as a content creator, right?
Yes, I try to.
Yeah.
Not on the level of you guys. Like, you guys are crazy. Like the way you guys are so consistent, it's like, congratulations. Like, commendable. You deserve every fucking opportunity you get because you work really hard.
Thank you.
Thank
we
you.
We just cannot stop physically. And
yeah. It's an obsession.
We would like to, but it's not on the table.
It's a yeah. full-time job.
It's a full-time job.
But you know, because I feel like sometimes people that are not in the area might think it's like easier than it is. And it's not like a super hard job in terms of like, I don't know, it doesn't compare to other hard jobs. So I don't want to like complain of this job. But at the same time, it can be a lot more work than people imagine. So it's a lot. You need to be consistent
yeah.
and you need to it's like right now it's a lot to do like TikTok, Instagram.
Yeah.
People don't understand that it's like different platforms. It's
yeah.
different content.
You guys are literally everywhere. And I really think that's like taking the job seriously. And I was just telling my friend, I feel like the only thing that separates us from like a 9-to-5 job, yes, you get to like decide your own schedule, but at the same time, there's no switching off.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you yourself is always part of like the
exactly.
job.
Yeah,
you know?
for sure.
While
you
9-to-5 people.
Yeah, yeah. You are the job.
Yeah,
you are.
You are the company.
You are the company.
While like 9-to-5 people, they get to like, okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to go have drinks with my friends.
Yeah.
A vacation, it's vacation.
It's never a
and
vacation.
For us, it's never a vacation.
It's never.
Yeah. I was never away.
Yeah.
Without taking pictures.
Really?
Ever.
Okay. So
yeah.
how did that feel for the first time?
Oh, like, she never did
never
it.
Oh, you never
it.
Did it? Oh, I thought you were like, oh, I did it
I
this
cannot
time.
Share. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
But I think there's also like, I've been with the type of content creators that are like obsessed to a point that it's like unhealthy. And
yeah.
I've been with one. Like me, I don't care. Like I'll do my best to take the best content, the best pictures. But it's like, I'm not going to not have fun because
yeah.
of this. Mm-hmm. Get it done and then let's go, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think we're like that.
You
I
are
think
very
needs,
much like that.
It
I
needs
think.
To be a balance. Otherwise,
yeah.
you go a little crazy. There's
yeah.
people that are doing things like 24/7 and like from a trip to another. And I couldn't do that. We talk about that sometimes. Like people that have like the same followers as we do, but are living a life that is crazy, you know? And I feel like we need some kind of routine
yeah.
and have
yeah.
like a lifestyle at home
yeah.
and not be like always on the go. So I think it's important
yeah.
to have a balance.
You guys
I
are like home
sick.
Buddies?
Well, We are homebody.
I think so. Yeah.
I love to go work. I love my little workout. I love my little Pilates.
Like coffee. I love to cool restaurants.
Yeah, I love to like be in the couch. Yeah.
But we are not like crazy social or crazy like clubbing girls. Yeah. Not like every Saturday at the club.
I think the older you get, like I don't want to blame this on age, but it is. I don't have the energy.
Yeah. It is.
I'm happy to be a grandma. I'm happy. I'm embracing that I'm becoming a grandma.
If you come home at 6 a.m.
Dude, no.
You will feel the consequences next day. So you start like thinking, do I want this for myself? Yeah. You start like waiting on the bell.
Back in the days, I used to like go clubbing and then go to work right after, like do a bride or something.
It's impossible. If I go clubbing, the next day needs to be free of schedule. Like any, like… Free.
Yeah. And even that, you wake up and it's like, oh, my whole day is ruined because like I'm recovering. Yeah. No, I couldn't. I have a 20-50 step skincare and a whole body routine. I can't.
Exactly. I can't. Love that.
Self-care.
Plus, you're married.
Let's talk about that.
Okay, how old are you?
I don't want to be that guest. Because you guys already know. I don't want to be that person that's like, guess. You guys already know. I'm 28.
Yeah. And you got married at?
26.
Wow. How was it? How did you meet him?
No, wait. The story of how we met is like… Everything in my life is so poetic. It could be like a literal like novel. Yes. We went to the same school. Okay. We're not cousins, but we have the same cousins.
That would be weird.
Wait, are you sure?
No. Brown people marry themselves like cousins when they can't find anyone. Yeah, that's
really?
Real. Yeah, that's real.
Better than staying alone. I'm just going to marry my cousin.
Gonna marry my cousin. No.
Oh my God.
So basically, his mom has a sister and that sister married my uncle. That's my mom's cousin. That's a lot of math.
I'm already confused. You lost
right.
me.
I feel like white people get confused.
His mom has a sister. So his aunt…
Yes.
His aunt married…
My uncle.
Your uncle.
Okay. Yes.
I think you're good.
Yeah. That's fine. Whenever I try to explain this to white people, because they don't have a lot of family members, they're always like, what the fuck? But Asian
people…
Yeah,
you're good. It's not related. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. We're not related.
Just
but
imagine if your boyfriend's aunt married your uncle.
But anyway, it doesn't happen as often.
Yeah.
But… We met each other. We went to the same school. Born
in Lisbon
already? No.
In Mozambique?
We met each other in South Africa.
Okay.
In our cousin's house.
Okay, so you're from Mozambique.
I'm from Mozambique.
But then you studied in South Africa.
No, my whole family is from… I have family in Mozambique and South Africa.
Okay.
And I was just visiting. And I was actually with another person.
No,
he was a piece of shit, so very much deserved.
Okay, yeah. Love
so
that.
I don't know. So basically it's a funny story because I saw this like when I was a kid, there's like this Indian actor that he awakened my desire for men.
Okay.
Wow. So that's your celebrity crush as a kid.
Right. So basically he's tall. And he has green eyes and dark hair. And I remember I told my mom after… I was like 6, I think, when that movie came out. I was like, Mommy, I'm going to marry someone like Hrithik Roshan. I just like, girly pop, where are you going to find someone like that? Like tall with green eyes? Like we're talking about Indians, right? It's not very common. So when I saw him, I was like, who's this tall man with green eyes?
He's really tall, by the way. Really tall.
I was immediately like, you're going to be my future husband.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cute. I love that.
It didn't really work like that. We were just friends. We were chatting. And then my cousin was like, hey, this cousin of mine lives in Lisbon. She doesn't have friends. So you could be her friend.
Mm-hmm.
True. I did not have friends. So that's basically like we spent months without talking. And then… brand new day when my ex decided like he was gonna cheat on me, I was like, you're gonna see.
Oh no.
He was a cheater. Serial cheater. Serial cheater.
Really?
Yeah. So that's when I was like, you know what? I'm too hot to go through this. Like,
sure.
Let me just have a nice, fun guy. Hot, fun guy to like hang around with. And then I ended up falling in love with him.
Aw.
So cute. Yeah.
Cute. Yeah.
He was cute.
Really?
He was cute.
Cute.
Wow. So, you both have Indian families, that's it?
I'm Indian. He's very mixed. He's mixed. He has a lot of
things happening.
Mozambican, German, English, Pakistani. He's literally everything. But I'm what I know. What I know of, I'm Indian. Just mm-hmm.
yeah,
dizzy.
So when you guys married, did you feel the need to do like a traditional wedding?
Oh, 100% yes. Yes. Like, have you ever seen how our Indian weddings are?
Yes, love that.
Yeah, just
love
like
that.
I was just sad.
The aesthetic part, at
right.
least.
Yeah. But I'm just sad because if I could go back in time, at the time I was still a coconut. You guys know what a coconut is?
No.
Brown on the outside, white on the inside. I was still very much in, like, trying to be a coconut to, like, fit in. So I didn't go full on Indian bride.
Mm-hmm.
After my wedding, today I'm like, ugh. Like, I could have done so much more.
You can do like
another wedding. With the same person.
Yeah. Sure. Why not?
Yeah. But
so you did one wedding?
No, it was several days.
Several days.
Girl, wow. Several dresses?
Yes.
Love that.
I didn't even do the full days. I cut off, I think, like two parties because I don't have social battery for all that.
I imagine. Mm-hmm. I couldn't handle one. Imagine like more.
Dude, in the end, I didn't even have like a voice. People used to try to talk to me. I was like I couldn't even talk anymore.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
We talk here about wedding and it's like my biggest fear is like the whole wedding day for me. It's very overwhelming because I'm like an introvert. So I'm like, how do people do this? It's so weird. So imagine more than one day.
Dude, my husband's such a... You met him.
Yeah.
You know, he's also very much of an introvert. Yeah. He was having the time of his life though. He was
really?
Like, oh my God, I'm literally a celebrity.
So he was having... True, it must feel like that.
Yeah, you
Everyone
do.
Everyone looking at you guys.
Yeah, it was fun because we had a lot of friends.
But like family-wise, it was like easier because you guys were both from the same like culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. The ones that were like overwhelmed and over happy enjoyed were my friends because they've never been to an Indian wedding.
Yeah.
They would cry for everything.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It was really cute. Yeah.
And good food, I bet.
Amazing food. Amazing. Yeah. Food.
So when you got married, you guys knew each other for how long?
Good question. So I think we're going to be eight years today.
Together.
In August, yeah, mm-hmm. soon. We knew each other for six okay, years. Yeah. We've known each other.
Okay, it's a good
Yes. Good
amount of time.
Yeah.
Cute.
So the three of us are in a like really long relationship. So we don't have like a lot of love drama to discuss today.
I do think long relationships nowadays are like the way to go. Have you seen how ghetto?
Yes.
It is ghetto.
It's the gutter.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
We say here sometimes, I don't know how we would deal with being single now and like the whole apps and stuff. And it's hard out there.
Dude, I tell people that all the time. Just the process of like going on dates. It's like, I don't even have social battery for anyone. Like, what do you mean I need to go and actually go meet people? Like, I have to go.
No, I have to ask you your favorite color.
My favorite color? What?
Like, you know, when you meet someone. And you're like, so what's your favorite color?
Girl!
I don't have the energy for that. I don't want to have those conversations. Like,
yeah.
So what type of TV show do you watch? Or you know, no, like, yeah, what's your favorite food?
Right. And your personality is so developed at this age. So it's either it's a perfect clique or it's like you need to put up with someone that is so different
I
from
know,
you.
Yeah. I know.
It must be really hard.
Or imagine Thank like God. The type of guys like, where's my hug?
Run!
No, I could not.
You should smile more.
Shut the and you should
shut up.
No, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, thanks. Really hard out there.
Props to us.
Yeah. Relationship queens.
Like.
But talking about your whole like different culture background and how do you feel like it affects your work in terms of like a content creator. Do you still feel there's a any kind of different? Because you're living here, so you're amongst a lot of like white people. Do you feel difference between your friends or work opportunities, deals?
I was actually telling my friends that like in Dubai, I was actually telling my friends like my friends are white, but they're spicy white people. That's what I call my friends. They're spicy.
they don't eat like rice without seasoning.
But they're still spicy.
Okay.
But I definitely do feel a difference when it comes to like budgets because it's like, first of all, I'm the only South Asian and Muslim content creator. Mm. And it's like, in other places, you have events during Ramadan, like for Eid, you have events to celebrate that. And I feel like here I'm a little lonely because like I don't celebrate Christmas. So, you know, I'm happy to be part of it, but I don't relate to it. So it's just hard because I feel like I'm in a market where I'm basically on my own. Like there's nobody like me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel like that also affects Portugal because Portugal is very backwards.
Yeah.
Like it's very backwards. So I always get like the little piece of the pie. Like you guys know how influencer jobs work. You have a big pie and that pie is like divided by people. And I always get the small piece because I'm brown or I'm not for the masses. So I feel like in a way it does affect me. But I also hope that me being like this, being the only one, like motivates people like me to start stepping forward and
Yeah,
you know, in the industry because we need to fill that gap.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like I'm asking this because I know like in Portugal, it is hard for a content creator just as is because it's not like a country that is very developed in that area. Yeah. Like we never have, we don't have like 1/10 of the events and stuff that you have like in Paris or
even in Spain. Have, like, in, and there are neighbors.
Yeah. Spain is big for influencers. I have a lot of, I was talking the other day with a friend from here, like an influencer that just joined a Spanish agency.
Yeah.
And we are in a UK agency, Sofia, too. So I feel like people usually do that to try to get job opportunities because here there's like
nothing.
Very little. And the ones that we have are like either non-budget or tight budget.
Yeah.
So I can even imagine like being here that is such a tight workplace and then being like different. But yeah, it's good because I feel like if you work to other countries, I think it's fine.
I always
more open to it.
I always feel that way. I always feel like if I were someone somewhere else, I would have been much more ahead than what I am.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
But I also try to think like, well, it is what it is. I'm here right now.
Yeah.
And I am going to do the best with it. But yeah, sometimes it's fucking hard. And I feel like telling people like, I'm done. Like, whatever. Yeah.
How do you feel about Lisbon?
Because you're living there.
I live in Lisbon
for how long?
10 years this year.
Okay.
So Lisbon, whenever I go to
Your family is there, no?
Just part. Part of the, not my whole family.
Yeah.
Just a little part. But like how I feel about Lisbon is like a bittersweet relationship. Like Lisbon gave me people that feel like home. And like I got married here. I grew up here. But then at the same time, I don't relate to the city. I don't relate because I'm a third culture kid. Like I travel everywhere. I lived in a lot of places. So I definitely feel like in terms of certain aspects like infrastructure, like transportation, the city infrastructure, it's like very underdeveloped.
It is. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And even the mentality of certain people, like maybe because I'm very Asian, but I think people here take it a little too slow, a little too, you know, maybe that's why we're a little bit like behind compared to other places.
Yeah.
But whenever I come back, I do feel like, oh, here's my stupid city. I missed you, stupid city.
Uh-huh. I feel the same.
You do?
Yeah.
Even though you grew up here.
Yeah.
And I feel like lately we've been growing.
It's been growing more and more.
It's been growing our love for this city. Because I think Porto is developing a lot lately.
Yeah.
And lucky for us, we've been enjoying more like a better lifestyle. Just going to
like
a coffee
Porto
shop.
More.
Yeah. Us too.
We love. Okay.
I love
Every
Porto.
Time I go to Lisbon, I like it a little bit less.
Babes, I know.
I try, but it's hard.
I think it's good if you're like for a few days, if we go to shoot and enjoy ourselves, just like small vacation. It's fun. It feels like you're somewhere else. But I can understand while I'm there that I couldn't live there because it's so much more chaotic than Porto. Yeah.
Is that even the chaos that bothers
me? The hills.
First of all, the hills. Why is there so many fucking colorful buildings?
Yeah. It's like, hard to take more minimalistic kind of.
Yeah, I'm literally like Wednesday Addams. I'll literally pass out if there's a lot of color.
Yeah, you fit in here more.
Yeah, and people are nicer. See, I was lost and a lady
people
came
are
out
nicer
of.
Here.
Yeah, they
the
help.
To help.
They help. In Lisbon, sometimes you're even afraid to like say good morning because you don't know if they're going to say it back. So I'm like, good morning.
Yeah.
And it's like silence. Okay, awkward. So I don't.
I love it, but I hate it. It's tough to live in Lisbon. It's a little more like, everyone is for themselves.
Yeah, which is sad. I guess when you find your people, which I did,
it does make
life, you know, better.
And I feel it's something that is growing on us to be back here after all, like the traveling and stuff, is that traveling can be, it's amazing, but if you do it a lot, it can be a little overwhelming. And since it's like a city that is starting to develop, but it's so also very quiet, so you can find a lot of peace here between your chaotic traveling. So it's
for sure, for sure. I definitely feel that way.
Yeah, it's a peaceful lifestyle. And you spend more time here in Porto now because of the brand and having like
production,
the factories, everything. Yeah. It's up north here in Portugal. So you can hang with us whenever you're here.
I will definitely. You don't need to invite me. I'm just going to. I know where the studio is now. So I'm just going to.
Just knock here. Like,
hi. Let's hang out.
You want to have Zara here once a month?
You went to another episode. I have tea.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
I have tea. All the time.
It's tea time with Zara.
It's chai time.
Once a month.
Yeah. Wait, it's not chai latte time. It's chai time.
Oh, chai time.
Yes.
The Indian chai.
You're good with names.
I am?
You're good at coming up with names, I think.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's a hidden talent.
You can bring us some Indian chai. Is it good? I never tried.
Dude, I love chai. So
the other day, the funniest thing happened. So I went with an Indian friend. She's from Delhi. She's living in Lisbon now. And we went to like a cafe and we were like, do you guys have tea? They were like, yeah, we have chai. We looked at the chai. We're like, no, that's too white. Like, and the guys, they literally started laughing because they're Bangladeshi. You're like, yeah, we know. So I can cook up like some nice chai next time.
That. I would love that. Your recipes that I see from you, amazing. Yeah. You cook a lot. Do you cook a lot?
I mean, I do because when it's very much in the culture.
Yeah.
Like you start cooking very early. So, and I love, for me, like, there's something about making food. It's like very satisfying.
Yeah. Everything that you do looks very yummy.
Thank you.
Yeah. You start a new like Instagram series, right?
Yeah.
That is like
served.
Yeah. I love that.
See, another play name.
No, that was a forward that actually like helped me. Cause I was like, I was like, I'm serving a food and an outfit. What can it be called? They were literally like, just call it served. I was like,
served is perfect.
Genius. Like, genius.
The perfect. I love the concept.
Let's go. Thanks.
We have one last question for you before we comment on some news. And the question is, do you know a lot of other influencers and do you have like good relationships or do you have any juicy drama you can feed us?
You guys are putting me on the spot.
That's the orange chair. That's for that.
Okay, no. I actually have a lot of friends from the industry, but they're not a lot of influencers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're more people that work backstage, either stylists, like drag queens, makeup artists, you know. I do have a couple of influencer friends, but they're very few. And I had situations where, you know, I had a good influencer friend. And it's like, so much fucking ego. Like, chill. Mm. Yeah. You know?
And you're talking about like influencers from Portugal that you meet.
Yeah, I feel like because it's such a small country, you can have a lot of ego easily.
And competition, maybe?
I'm not talking about you guys. You guys are fucking cool.
Oh, thank
you. No, but it's maybe because, I don't know. I don't think it's because you're an influencer, a big influencer, you're automatically like, you have a big ego. I guess it's like I had people that are influencers that are very insecure. And I think it's very easy to get insecure when you work on social media.
Yeah.
Because you're constantly comparing yourself.
It's true. Yeah.
So it was very much that. So I prefer to hang out with people that inspire me in ways that it's not, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like here in Porto, we have barely no events happening for influencers. So we were lucky enough to find each other, but we didn't know any other influencers back then. And whenever we go to Lisbon, either like for Fashion Week that we don't do anymore here, because the whole vibe was really weird.
It's very weird. It's weird.
And even for events, sometimes I feel it can be a little like…
It's overwhelming. If you don't have your person there, it's overwhelming. I think I go to events and I stay like 30 minutes and then I'm like, oh, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. It's just… It's hard.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like easier to find big egos here that we don't have. We barely
don't
have an industry.
Exactly.
Than somewhere else where they have like so many, it should be more competition.
Yeah. But I think that's exactly what I was saying. I think because out there, you get so many people that are big and they're successful that you don't feel that way because you're one more in the middle
It's humbling.
Right. While here, it's like, oh, I'm the best. Good. Yeah. Congratulations.
So, that makes sense.
We have another theme that we wanted to touch on. Because in Lisbon, we have the Portuguese girlies.
Are we going to… Is this a bashing Lisbon episode? They're going to come for me. Don't forget I'm an immigrant, babes. Like, they were going to deport me. No, just kidding. Yeah. Don't deport me.
What do you think of them? What do you think of the style?
I really think of the concept.
Do this? Yeah, we are.
Oh, fuck my life. This is why y'all didn't give me a brief.
You said you had an opinion.
I do. I always have opinions.
Yeah.
But like, I did a video talking about it. I think I like…
You did?
On TikTok, yeah. Breaking down.
I didn't know.
Yeah. You didn't do your fucking research.
I didn't.
We were only on Instagram. Sorry. We forgot TikTok.
Girl, but we have another research that we did, but I don't know if I want to bring it up.
You can, which is fine. I mean, maybe off camera, but…
Yeah.
No. So basically, I said that I think the style is cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely… I feel like it's a little skinny fashion.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, there's a thing called skinny fashion. Mm. You look good in certain clothes when you're skinny. So I don't think it's for the masses. I think it's unique for sure. But I was comparing the Portuguese girlies, for example, compared to like Copenhagen girlies, you know?
Yeah, for me it's a bit of the same style but a bit exaggerated.
Yeah, it's definitely more maximalistic.
More patterns,
more color, more maximalistic.
Yeah.
Maximalist. Yeah. But I think that in Portugal, we're not everyone is on the same tax bracket than these girls.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have a lot of subcultures and sub-styles. Because we have like chungas, and then we have like alternas.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I thought when I first heard it on TikTok. I think you sent me a video and it was like maybe last year. And you were like, this thing is popping, this trend is popping. Portuguese girlies. And I was a little shocked because I couldn't relate to that style in the sense…
Exactly.
Not just me because I don't fit in the whole Portuguese style. So I wasn't expect to see my style there.
Yeah.
I was just hoping to see something that you would see on people outdoor. Like what represents Portuguese style. And I thought it's more like a Spanish style more than Portugal.
Some
I think that's why
that.
It was so trendy in Spain, and the Portuguese girlies here are doing a lot of
work with Spain.
I definitely had a lot of people comment on that, but that's exactly my theory. I think in Copenhagen, for example, in those countries, people kind of have the same income. So when something's trending, they all can afford it. So it's something cohesive. Like, for example, let's just say like Ghani, you know?
Yeah.
People can afford it.
Yeah.
So they can have a very cohesive Copenhagen girly style.
Yeah.
While in Portugal, we don't all have the same tax income. Mm. We don't have the same income.
Yeah.
So obviously a lot of people have different styles based on what they make.
Yeah.
True.
And I think a lot of those brands that these girlies are wearing are very niche or are very specific. A lot of people can't afford them, to be honest. So.
Yeah. And the whole, like, it's very colorful and a lot of patterns, which I think it's cool for them. And they look cool, I think. It's their style.
Yeah.
But I think it doesn't translate like how Portuguese people dress because usually here in Portugal, people are very afraid to use color. So when I saw that, I was like, no, this is not Portuguese. It's not bad. It's just not Portuguese.
Portuguese, exactly.
So I don't know how the term popped up and how it came to be, but
it's everywhere.
My mom. Yeah,
I mean, you had
props for the girls because they are making the most out of the trend.
They are growing a lot.
So hate for them at all. I was surprised that would be the style that would represent Portugal, because I feel like if people come here, they will be disappointed.
Totally. My brother sent me an article the other day and it was titled something, how Portuguese girlies are taking over the world. And it was like the same girls, the same 5-6 girls that dress like that.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, like how are 5-6 girls taking over like a whole country or the world? I was like, well, that's TikTok, I guess.
Yeah.
Algorithm, I guess. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, I don't really relate to it. I don't think that's the mass. I don't think that's...
Yeah.
You won't come here and see people like that.
Yeah, you won't. Yeah, yeah. Just a disclaimer. If you want to come here, don't expect that.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it for the introduction. Big introduction, because our guest is very like spicy. Yapper. And
Japanese. I'm yapping in every language. By the way, can I just say something? I feel like when people are going to listen to this, they're going to hear my bangles so much. I'm so sorry.
It's you're
like,
right. Ah!
Sorry
it's
for
part,
that.
It's part of the spice.
Let's go.
But when we started this podcast, we were always wearing the big hoops.
Oh!
And then we stopped bringing them for the podcast because it does make noise. It's like,
sorry.
Okay. Don't worry. It's fine. Well, now we're going to jump into the spicy question. The spicy is inside the pink ball, so it's pink ball time.
Yes.
Pink ball time. We have some rules.
Yes.
You are going to get 2 free passes.
Okay. One. We Only were two? Thinking about one, but...
We were thinking of one, but you can get 2 free passes.
How many balls are in there?
It's a lot. We don't need to do them all, but okay. Let's see how it goes.
But we kind of want to. Okay.
Fine. Let's give you what you want.
All right, you can go.
I can pick the first
one? You can fish one ball.
ASMR?
Yes.
Wait. Why do I feel like I just picked the most problematic one? I have a natural tendency.
It's a big one, though. I see like 3 lines.
Oh. Should...
You can read it out loud.
This is problematic, y'all. I'm Islamic. I'm so Islamic for this. What the fuck?
Are you using the free pass on the first ball?
No, wait. Having your nudes leaked or being canceled by the whole internet?
Having your nudes leaked or being canceled?
First of all, I don't take nudes.
Yeah. Well.
Okay, but
if I did.
Hypothetically.
But if I did, literally, I would be doing public service. I'm so sexy. So having my nudes leaked. Is this a smart question? What would you prefer?
I don't know. I think I would. Oh,
I would prefer the nudes.
The nudes, right?
Yeah, because the nudes. If you think like Kim
all publicity
K,
is good publicity,
yeah, exactly.
Right. We've learned that with Kim Kardashian, yes. Literally yes, monetize that.
I would probably not get a corporate job later on, but
which is
but
fine.
If you're canceled, you might not have one either.
Yeah.
But anyway, Kim Kardashian is a whole lawyer. She's everything. So
yeah.
It all started with a sex tape. A dream and a sex tape.
And a true.
So nudes. Nudes. Where do I throw it? Okay.
You can just put it on the floor.
On the floor.
Don't worry.
More ASMR.
You don't need to close it.
Oh, but before we started recording, you were saying that you don't fuck with the cancel culture.
I don't fuck with cancel culture. I mean, if it's like... really problematic, like for example, James Charles. That was like abuse.
A minor.
Let me say essay. That was like essay allegations.
Yeah,
that's messed up. So I think in that aspect, we should cancel the right people. Yeah. But then just canceling people for nothing is really stupid.
I'm against it too. I think mostly because people right now, they are very like into loving and then hating. It's no me term, you know? So people really like to build these celebrities and get them so hype out of nothing. Like we see new celebrities every day out of TikTok and you get hyped so quickly and then you get destroyed so quickly too. And I think it's not fair.
And then I think sometimes people just forget that it's still a human.
A human, yeah.
So you can't be like that. Yeah.
Even if you're fighting the good fight, I think if you become like a very heavy hater, then are you still like a good soldier in a way, you know? Because respect is very important too. So we don't fuck with it either.
No. We're kind. Be kind.
Yeah, be kind. Yeah.
Don't be an asshole.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, people make mistakes.
Exactly. Yeah. Period. Who's going to open up? Me? All the balls.
All the balls are for you, babe.
Oh. I can pick one for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I tend to pick the dirtiest ones. The problematic ones, so.
What's the worst friend you've ever worked with?
The worst?
Excuse friend. Me.
Oh my god.
I can't drop names.
You have a pass. Do you want to use your first?
But something comes to mind?
Yes. First person that comes to mind.
Oh no. Okay, so we are using a pass.
I'm passing.
Okay.
Okay.
First pass.
I can't be speaking about kindness and then dropping names. What the fuck? That's crazy. No.
Can you give us a hint?
No. Is it a big brand or a small brand?
No. Wait. Are you saying… Wait. I don't know. It's… So many… It's a big brand, but it was through Portugal and it was really bad.
Okay.
It was really bad.
Because mine is also a big brand and I never name dropped here, but I said that it, like, they sent me this shoe, this worn shoes with, like, do you know when…
Oh, yeah, you told me. Dude, I feel like the bigger the brand, the more they just… standards are very low.
And to this day, they haven't paid me. That's something that I… Yeah.
Exposé.
Exposé.
And a big brand. It's a little crazy.
No, it's… I think big… Fuck big brands. Anyway, small shop.
Yeah.
I mean, shop small. Sorry, ADHD.
You can also have a small shop for your shop.
Small shop.
Small shop for your...
Support your local people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck big brands.
Yeah. Okay, so you only have one more pass. So you need to think wisely from now.
Whoa. Okay.
Okay, go get one.
Wait, this is so far. Okay. I have short T-Rex arms. Another Pokemon. Let's go. Would you rather have a sugar daddy or being a sugar daddy?
Wait.
Oh, being a sugar daddy. Wait. Would you rather have a sugar daddy or being a sugar daddy?
The thought, no.
Oh
no.
My God. I think
there's a line.
No, there's a line. Wait. Okay, I remember this question. Would you rather have a sugar dad or being an independent girl selling foot pics?
Yeah.
Selling foot pics for real. I get to make my… No, actually, no. No. No, no, no. I don't want to work. Who likes working? Fuck working.
Fair enough.
No,
fair
I'll
enough.
Have a sugar daddy.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Right? Why would I…
There's no shame.
But then… Like,
honestly, no shame at all.
But like, can you imagine selling foot pics? Like, I have to go get myself out of my… Like, go get a pedicure?
Yeah.
And then take photos?
Or not. You know or I not. Think? Because I think some people like it like…
Dirty. The dirtier the better.
Whoa. Yeah, there's a lot of
feet. But you know what I think? Like, there's a lot of food. Like,
there's a lot of feet.
There's a lot of feet. And they're kind of similar. So like how… I bet some pics must be really weird because you have to innovate.
Your boyfriend told me that my feet would…
Oh my God.
Because you have really long toes.
That's a compliment.
We were at… Where were we?
That's how my boyfriend compliments.
He's like, your feet…
Like, your feet would be good for a weekend.
No, to
we
be
were
with.
In Team Labs in Tokyo and you need to go barefoot. And out of nothing, he was like… You have Egyptian food. You could earn a lot of money if you sold
it. And he was like specific. Where it's like, you have Egyptian
He's
food.
Very yeah. random. He's a very yeah. random guy.
I love that for you. Yeah,
he's thanks. Very funny.
No, I don't like working. Fuck working. Yeah. Sugar True. Daddy.
Yeah, sugar daddy yeah. is the way.
Let's go.
Men are going to so come for me for this. Feminism. This is why feminism. Is
yeah. Or you're going to get a lot of invitations.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let me check my schedule.
If you like. Can we share? Should we work together?
He will literally be like, yeah, I'll get a sugar mama. Period. You get a sugar daddy, we get a sugar mama. That's it.
And you can just stay at home.
Period.
With your cat. You have a cat, right?
I have two cats.
I have two cats.
Yeah.
They're cuddly.
I would have more if I could.
And one of them is really spicy.
Both of them are spicy.
Both of them are spicy.
But one is like spicy, but she's sweet. She's literally my soulmate. Everyone oh. says like, she's you and a cat.
Oh
but
God.
The other one is just like pure fucking crack. He has two colors. Black and white, and I'm convinced it's because he has two colors. He's bipolar.
Okay, oh, like cute. A Gemini, like a Gemini cat.
No, dude, devil, Satan,
devil.
My family says he's Satan.
What's the names?
Oh, okay. So Uni is my all black cat.
Yeah.
She's Uni because when she came to me, she was really little and really black. And when she used to sleep, she literally looked like a spicy little sea urchin. So I called her Uni.
Mm-hmm.
But I say it's… When people ask me like, why Uni? I'm like, Uni for unique.
Mm.
Uni for universe. Like,
aww.
A lot of things, right?
Okay.
And the other one is Jojo. Not Jojo.
Jojo is the crazy one, right?
Yeah.
Jojo.
That makes super sense.
Dude, I gave him a second name because of Jojo Siwa. So now I call him. It's actually Jojo because of the anime Jojo's Bizarre.
But now she downgraded to Jojo Siwa.
I call him Jojo Seaweed.
He traced his own destiny.
Right, oh, yeah. Literally. Oh, Jojo Siwa is so cringe for a girl. But like, she's doing
She's
her
dating thing. Another girl. She's happy.
Oh yeah, she's super happy. Yeah. She's like putting the happiness into everything she's doing.
I'm not gonna lie, I hate how her music stuck to my brain. Yeah. Cause
I have her movements. Like, why do you move like that?
Even doing that hurts my
head.
Yeah.
How can you?
You know, maybe because there is nothing inside. Yeah. It's like because she pulled her head so much that everything just came out. That's why she can shake her head like that.
Yeah, that's true. Probably.
Anyway.
Anyway, next one.
How do we go from Sugar Daddies to Jojo Siwa?
I don't know.
Do you guys want to read this one for me?
Show us your TikTok search bar.
Oh.
Nervous laugh.
Oh my god, I hope there's nothing problematic. Wait, can I get my phone?
Yeah, of course.
Celebrities literally do this on shows.
Yeah. You are a celebrity. You are
a celebrity. I am a celebrity. Okay, wait. TikTok.
We like to be the Lulu in here.
The Lulu?
We are all celebrities.
Okay, TikTok search bar. Oh.
Oh my god.
Oh.
So can you read it without context?
So it's the first three?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so first one is Shreya Kowal.
Okay.
She's she does like a mix of like sexy, girly house with like She's Indian, so it's like
house music.
It's not house; it's sexy pop with a touch of house,
okay,
but it's
cute.
Indian.
Nice.
And I'm obsessed with her. And then I have Restaurants in Porto.
Okay,
so I was trying to figure out where to eat today. And then I have a lot. Okay, wait. I should.
The third one, you're embarrassed.
First of all of them.
She's trying to pick one for third. She's like on the 20th already. The third is.
You guys are gonna laugh.
Okay.
Because we just spoke about Jojo Siwa. So I was trying to show my friend, you know, a Dreamcast of my. Wait.
Oh,
a Dreamcast of my podcast. Yeah. Like, I was trying to show
Dreamcast
this to my friend.
Of
my ex. My Let's spice things up. My ex. Yeah. So I was trying to show my friend that.
Okay.
That's it.
Cool.
Okay.
A nice search bar.
Very, very unique.
Diverse. Okay.
We're going to take another one for you.
Yeah.
Moment of silence. Nervousness.
Okay. I don't know if you're going to pass this one. Name one influencer that is overrated. Name dropping is a problem, right?
You chose violence.
Is the first guess. We're spicing it up.
Shit, I can't even think about it, to be honest.
It can be from every like part of the world.
Let me think. Because I don't even like follow
a lot of
like
people.
That.
Yeah,
a lot of influencers.
Oh my god. I can't pass this because I literally don't know.
If you literally don't know, that's fair.
Right?
So there's no one coming to mind.
No.
Perfect.
That's no fair. Problem. That's good.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you have one?
Do you guys have one?
I'm trying to think that it's overrated.
I
definitely think there's like some influencers that have more followers than others where I think like some with less followers deserves more than some
of
the,
you
know?
Yeah, definitely. I feel that way.
So yeah, some of I can think of some influencers that are overrated. I just don't want to name drop, but some come to mind.
I think in Portugal, I can say a lot. Not you guys, but I can say some that have been on the game for a long time. And
okay.
It's like they don't innovate.
Yeah, I can agree with you.
That's anyway. Mm-hmm. But like generally, I can't think of anyone. To be honest.
Let's not name drop
today.
Not today. Maybe tomorrow.
Let's keep it clean.
We're choosing kindness.
Okay,
yes. You go.
Wait, okay. Show us your show us What's your block list? I don't need to show you this. It's literally my whole family.
Oh no.
Have really?
Your family? Mom, dad, no block us. Yeah, dude, I'm brown. Like, I would literally start, they would call
and
my
and they
parents.
Don't ask you about it?
Dude, like, I remember sometimes getting home and, like, having huge fights with, like, mom and dad because some fucking auntie that I don't see for I don't know how many years would call my parents, like, your daughter's wearing a skirt. Your daughter is, like,
talking shit on
are
the
you
internet.
Not allowed to wear a skirt?
Now I am. Yeah. I pushed my way through that. But my parents are a little conservative. They're very Muslim. But not in a way that is like unhealthy. But my mom… I don't think my mom is like… my daughter can't wear a skirt. My mom's just very old fashioned in the way like… I just don't want people to talk a lot of bad things about my daughter. She gets like really protected. Upset. Yeah. So… legit. Almost my whole…
Sorry, family.
Yeah. My whole family.
Wow. That's wow. crazy. Do you have more than one account? Like do you keep an account for like family or they cannot
no.
see your Instagram at all?
No. I try to have a like a Finsta before. But
are
I
you
can't.
An only daughter?
Only child.
No, I have two other sisters and a brother.
Wow.
I
didn't know. I thought you only had one brother. That's
He's the one that pops up. Yeah. My sisters are much older. But yeah. But yeah, honestly, my family, because they're very problematic and they're haters. If they ran their mouths like as fast as they do on a treadmill, they would be skinny and pretty. But instead, they're miserable and they're fat.
Oh no.
Wow.
I heard a girl say that the other day.
She's
was brown.
Savage.
I was like, no. A girl said that on TikTok. The other girl was like, yes.
You reposted that. I saw that
literally,
video. Yeah.
Literally. Instead of running your mouth and dialing the phone number, just go work out. Go to therapy.
That's smart.
Savage.
Period.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who gossip that if they do that, they would be like skinny.
Yeah.
Skinny.
I just I anyway. They're all annoying. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah. Next question. We're running out of balls.
Oh my god, this is a big one.
Oh, huge.
Would you this is a good one.
I don't trust you when you say that.
But no, this is a good one. Would you rather be at Met Gala wearing Shein or at a Gucci runway front row? With a fake Gucci bag.
Whoa. I'm afraid to pass this one because…
No, don't use a pass on this one.
It's just two bad things.
Okay,
no.
So Met Gala with Shein or a Gucci show with a fake Gucci bag.
I mean, if I'm going to a Gucci show, they should send me some Gucci goods, no?
Yeah, but
maybe
you need
they
to
only
take
send
a Gucci
you, maybe they only send you
bag.
The clothes.
Well, Met Gala is a lot of people and cameras. So I'd rather just go to like a Gucci show and wear fake Gucci.
And try to, maybe no one would notice.
I would go for the same.
Yeah, nobody
maybe
would notice.
No
or probably
I would just
would.
Like cover it up a lot. Like, oh, this old thing.
Yeah. Like
because of Met Gala, everyone's like, so who are you wearing?
Right? Yeah. And if
like,
someone if someone came to me at like a Gucci show and they're like, that's a fake Gucci bag, I'll be like, oh, I thrifted it. Sorry, I didn't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I thrifted it.
And sometimes people get it, like they cannot see if it's real or not.
Yeah.
Do you remember you telling me about that story that you had the real one?
Yeah.
And this guy was like saying that
it
looked
fake.
Yeah,
that happens in Vinted a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely Gucci show.
Yeah.
No Shein for me.
I agree.
Yeah. I think it's
agree.
The best option out of the Shein, even for Met Gala, like how would you pull a Met Gala fit?
And it's like with so many cultural looks that I can get, why would I wear Shein? I could just pull up in a red simple sari and I would look amazing.
Yeah.
So I don't need that.
Yeah.
Better than a lot of people at the Met Gala.
Better than a lot of a few of them look like Shein.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. Another ball.
Another
ball.
Ooh. I feel like I'm gonna break this today.
No. You're doing great,
you're doing
actually.
Great.
You just passed one. And
are you nervous?
I was in the beginning, but then I saw that y'all are like natural yappers like me. So it's fine to yap when you're with yappers.
True.
Right?
For sure.
Rita. Oh, your last DM.
Your what?
Your last DM.
Read out loud your last DM.
Oh my god.
Wait, I don't think it's that bad.
You have to be honest.
I have
you
to be honest.
Them.
I will show you guys. Oh. So I have these DMs.
Okay.
Wait, let me see what Jeremy sent it to me. Memes.
It's fine. It can be a memes. Meme.
I mean, my I posted a video on the bus coming here, and I was doing like a jewelry check, and the guy in the back was like
staring.
You know, yeah. And then that it's just my cousin, like the guy behind you. I was like, I know, fucking idiot.
That's people, good. That's people good. Stare a lot yeah. here. I feel like people still stare a lot when we're like,
you know, maybe he was just interested. But I was like,
maybe you wanted to know your earrings are from. Maybe.
Yeah, it's like it's first like, wow. front row, looking at the hall. Like,
who is she? No, I hate when people stare at me.
We yeah. have four more bowls.
Yeah. And I skipped one.
You skipped, like, you're doing amazing.
You have
amazing.
Another pass, yeah. You're doing go. Amazing, honey.
Thank you, Mom.
Wait, this was the last part of the other question. We divided
the feet
by mistake.
Picks.
The
oh,
feet
the feet picks.
The other part was here.
So, good news. You only have three more.
Yay.
Let's go.
Okay, which celebrity would you not let wear your brand? That you wouldn't like to be associated with your brand?
I don't even need a starter for this. Amy Schumer, I hate you, you're horrible.
Oh my god!
Really?
She's a Zio.
Really? Is she?
She's openly a Zio.
Yeah.
She's not a feminist like she says she is. Her whole personality is making fun of like fat people. And using feminist she's not funny. Let's start there. She's not funny. So never Amy Schumer. Like, I don't like you.
That was a fast one.
That was
she
a fast one.
It.
You had it on yeah.
on the tip of your
on
tongue.
Of your
yeah.
tongue.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like she has a lot of hate.
She has a lot of hate. A lot.
Justified. Keep hating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Keep hating, y'all.
Be kind. But what? Hate on the right people.
What would be a celebrity that you would like to be like wearing your brand? That would be like a dream.
Oh my god. So obviously someone South Asian. I would love like to have either Simone Ashley or if I had menswear, which eventually, inshallah, I will.
Wow.
Dev Patel. He's like he's daddy. Mm-hmm. He's nice. A daddy. Ooh. And he's Gujarati like me. So definitely Dev Patel and
cute.
Simone Ashley. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So men's clothes are like In the process, or
yeah.
at least in the back of your mind.
In the back of my mind, for sure.
You can also send that to us. We're
period.
Very, like,
yeah.
fluid.
I will. I definitely will.
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. So, two more. I'm going to give you one and we
open it.
Together.
Let's go. So, who opens first?
You.
You.
This little… Let's go. I'm afraid and nervous every time I open these. Name your celebrity crush. I already did.
You did.
That's
true.
You did. True.
So basically, I don't know if you guys know Bollywood actors.
No.
Hrithik Roshan, he's so hot. Do you guys want to see the video of him dancing?
Sure. Yes.
This is the video that made me like awaken
okay.
in life. And I'm like, I'm a woman. I was literally six. But that was the video that I was like… I need a man like this. Tall,
dark. Do you watch a lot of Indian dramas?
Not the Indian dramas that people make memes with, where it's like…
Yeah.
That's a whole other category.
Yeah.
I do watch a lot of Bollywood.
Mm.
So movies from my time, movies from my mom's and grandmother's time.
Mm.
New Bollywood is really nice and it's really fun. So definitely I do. And he will forever be daddy.
Daddy. Aw,
cute. Wait, so you guys want to see his photo or the video that was like…
Whatever
both?
You want to show.
Both, yeah.
Both. Okay, so photo when he was… Let me pull up a photo on this movie. In specific.
So tall with green eyes.
And he's such a good dancer. He's amazing.
It's like the full package.
A full package. He's tall. He's handsome. Wait, Kabikushi.
So if that would be the sugar daddy.
Yeah.
That would be a free pass.
That would be my…
celebrity pass.
Look at this man.
Oh, okay. Damn.
He's hot. Look at him in the music video.
He's hot.
It's like Grease.
He's hot. He's so… Like, look at him in his little Matrix sunglasses.
Damn.
Wow.
He's buff, though.
He is. I don't really like buff men. But on him, I can pass.
It's
But do you have a celebrity pass with your husband? Do you have that thing?
What is a celebrity?
Like, if that… How is his name?
Hrithik Roshan.
Hrithik?
Ritik.
Ritik Roshan.
Yeah.
If he came to you and be like, let's have one night together.
Diogo would compete with me.
Oh, no, oh my way. God.
No, no, just kidding. Just kidding. No, but my husband is also equally obsessed. He loves Ritik Roshan.
I have the same. Me and my boyfriend, yeah, we have the same pets. Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy? Specific. You?
Specific?
I don't think I have one.
You should. I mean, your man can freely talk like, about like feet pic, but you can't have like a celebrity. Like, girl.
Because like my crushes are very specific. Like I like Jude Law.
Okay.
In one movie.
In one movie.
It's gone now. It's not like that anymore.
Okay, okay.
And the holiday.
Okay, the next
you
movie.
Know?
Wow.
So it's like I can never get that.
Okay.
Again.
But Tom Hardy, I like that.
Damn, I love Tom Hardy.
I thought you were gonna
like,
say
he can
something.
Be he can be like any movie. Like long hair,
Daddy.
Short hair, MySpace vibes with like a mohawk, whatever.
Oh, there's another one I love. There's another yes. one I love. Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, the blonde with blue eyes?
Mm-hmm.
The green eyes?
I don't know
blonde.
His name.
Yeah.
Wait, someone look this up while I put the YouTube video. Sons should I show it to the camera?
Yeah, you can show it to us and we… And
we
then
can
you,
add the
Yeah, we
the
can
video.
Add it to the screen.
She's happy with that. It's like everyone's gonna see him dancing. She's like, this is what I see every day before I get out of bed.
This is my… Wait, let me see.
Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah, he's
okay.
like…
Oh. Okay. He's giving Viking. Surfer. Viking, surfer.
Viking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
he's
that.
He's cute.
I like that.
He's
so that's
cute.
The type of man.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, but him and Jude Law are not very similar.
They have like light eyes.
Yeah.
So maybe that's…
You love the light.
My boyfriend has green eyes, so…
Does he have the green eyes? Does he have the green eyes stare?
My boyfriend has green eyes.
Does he have the green eyes stare?
No.
Like crying and he's like… like tears falling out. I was like…
That's the people
that's
with blue,
the blue
eyes.
Eyes.
Like,
blue yeah, eyes. Yeah. My husband also has green eyes.
Yeah. We I think it's the best color.
Yeah, green's really…
I do love brown eyes.
Unique.
I do love brown eyes. Brown eyes are so pretty. They have a special place in my heart. But
yeah.
green for sure.
Yeah.
I love when brown eyes are so dark that you can not see the
see
difference
the,
between the iris.
Yeah.
And that's like the perfect eye for
yeah.
me. I think it's like very doll-like.
Yeah.
So pretty.
Yeah.
But
I
green is so beautiful too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also love a nasal nut.
I love… I just
like
love
a very
eyes.
Light brown.
Eyes are beautiful.
Yeah.
That's true. Whatever. Now we are yapping. Now
beautiful.
We are like going.
But I love
wide.
This for us.
Same.
It's like, you know, I love people that yap.
Okay, let's see the video. I'm ready to be
mesmerized.
Okay, so Bollywood is dramatic. Just so you guys know, Bollywood is dramatic.
Okay.
There's another Bollywood actor that I absolutely fucking love from this movie you guys have to watch. He's called Ranveer Singh.
Ranveer Singh?
You guys need to watch this movie. Okay. Rocky Aur Rani Prem Kahani. I made all my friends watch it. It's like so camp. He's so camp in the movie. But like…
Damn. Is that like…
Is the vinyl?
Vinyl? Yeah.
Yes! I love this outfit. Wait. Wait. I don't have more light. This is the Barbie doll.
Wow.
The Maddie from our time.
The Maddie,
yeah.
I love that.
She's a bad girl. It's like
damn.
A bad bitch. Yeah. So basically,
this song is so funny.
I wanted to dance this song with my husband on the wedding. He was like,
that would be iconic.
He was like, no.
In vinyl.
He
I would love that.
He doesn't like the song, so we didn't do the song.
But did you have the dance?
We did.
What kind of dance?
It was like an Indian salsa.
Okay.
It was Jalebi Baby.
And you guys went to classes or?
Yeah. We literally
Cute.
Had three classes.
I would love to do that.
He's such a good dancer. I forgot the steps midway.
Oh, cute.
Well, it's
and
just
I was
fun.
So embarrassed.
Yeah.
You are
so embarrassed.
Did you block or did you just… Were you able to like pretend that
no,
you…
No, I was able to pretend.
Okay, good.
But
good.
He, after we left, he was like, you missed the steps. I was like, sorry.
Let that be the last mistake.
You had one jawline
dance. Ruining the vibes.
Okay.
Ah, that's so fun.
Last ball and then
last
I'm
ball.
Done.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting sad that you're reaching the end
I
of
know.
The…
Same. Maybe I can come more times. Who
yeah,
knows?
Please
do.
Do part two.
I will.
Please do.
Yeah.
You can be a resident guest here.
Period.
Okay. So, the most famous person in your DMs or contacts.
Literally, you guys.
Really? Oh my God.
Period. Stop it. I'm thinking, literally, you guys.
Stop.
Wait. Yeah, I don't have like famous people following
me. Oh my God.
Oh no, wait. Oh no, but I don't think he's like. He was famous back in the days, but he's not famous anymore. So there was this South Asian model.
Okay.
His name is Muhammad Ali Khan. I'm forgetting his name, but he was daddy.
Wow. Damn.
And he's in your DMs?
Yeah, because like I literally started following him because he's obviously much older today. So he retired, but he did all the big shows, all the big shows you can think of, hot couture. And I followed him and he followed me back. I was like, I thank you for everything you did, like for the South Asian community. Even though it was like back in the days, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And he replied.
Yes! Oh, that's so sweet. I love that.
Wow. Yeah. Wait, should I show you guys?
Yeah, show us. Dude, so we can add it here.
Wow, he was an amazing model.
Wait, I love when even if you're famous, you take the time to reply.
Sorry, his name is Moose Ali Khan. Moose Ali. Oh my God, girl, he's majestic. Majestic. He's a daddy now, so a daddy.
Damn, that's a daddy.
Wait, that looks like AI. Like yeah, how not, good it is.
It's not. Wait, let me see. Moose Ali Khan Young.
Damn.
Looks like a that's a daddy. Sculpted from with angels.
Look at this majestic man.
Yes.
Very beautiful.
He did that. Like he was the blueprint for a lot of South Asian models. Like
wow.
In the 90s.
Very pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like it was made by
that
AI.
Would be my that would be my lady awakening.
Oh my God.
I don't remember having an awakening.
No, me neither.
But I would love to be able to name drop like someone that I was like,
wait.
He made me like know that I like men.
Wait, I remember having a crush on a cartoon.
On a cartoon?
Danny Phantom.
Danny Phantom?
Wait, what? On a cartoon?
Can I show you guys?
But you and know? I was like,
do you know? Wait.
What type on of a cartoon?
I would have a crush on a cartoon.
But it's like a man.
But I know it's
man?
Normal because I saw TikTok.
Yes, okay. My husband literally had a crush on Azula. Oh my God, that's so funny. Green that eyes. Was your crush?
That was my
it's the green eyes. Babes, it's the green eyes. No, my brother. My
you
brother.
You have a type.
Yeah, you do.
Does it look like my boyfriend?
He does. I mean, I've never seen her boyfriend, but he has the green eyes, so he does.
It looks a little bit like the actor that you were like, you know, green eyes and blonde. Yeah.
But
whatever.
You know, there's this type of people. My husband had a crush on Azula. I was like, wow, you were into toxic people from Avatar? From Avatar?
Oh, I never watched Avatar. Yeah. So I would
goodbye.
Know.
We're pretty. Finishing this.
She's pretty.
She's so pretty. But we're finishing this.
That's a little like I don't know what they are animals. What?
No.
What are they in Avatar?
Are we cutting?
What they are they?
They are aliens.
They're creatures.
There's people with powers.
There's these
is
creatures.
People with powers.
Yeah, like
humans. Are they humans?
They're superhumans. They okay. have like the power of the elements like earth, wind, fire.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a crush on Jojo's Bizarre, like the Jotaro. He's my type. And he has green eyes.
Yeah, I feel like in anime it's easier to crush because they are like more similar to like the characters are like.
Do you guys watch I know. Do you watch anime?
Not usually. I have a few animes that I've watched and I really, really enjoy them. Mm-hmm. But I don't usually watch them.
What is your anime crush? Like your
my?
Yeah. I'm putting you guys on the spot. This is my podcast now.
Yeah, you're taking Undressed over.
Undressed by Zara. Hmm.
I think I have one.
A crush.
You do?
I don't think I do.
That is hard because sometimes I crush on someone's face, but I know like if he was a human, it wouldn't work. Like Levi, dude. He's like 5 feet.
Dude,
how you know?
Jotaro. Like, yeah, I know. Jotaro would not work. He would be like a big guy with like a small head. He would be a gym bro, which is like the worst. I'm sorry, gym bros. You're the worst type of guys out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Should we end this podcast? Because I feel like
we should. We're yapping so much.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for coming. We're going to have another guest, so keep tuned. And Zara will come back for sure.
Yeah, she will when she has more tea.
I always
ask spicy tea.
Call me.
Well, you need to turn off the cameras now, otherwise we're gonna be here forever.
Thank you for watching, guys. People. We love you. We love you. See you on the next one.